It's the first Monday of September, and that's always the time, or it has been since the Labor Day law was enacted. The first observance of Labor Day took place on September 5th, 1882. So you can do the math. Been something that evolved from the working class, the Industrial Revolution. Excuse me, that was kind of what was going on in the 1880s in America. Railroads, that sort of thing, hard work, and success. So how does that translate into the fast food workers on strike last week? Is that the best example we can come up with? American labor working hard for the money and having something to show for it. I don't know. I have several feelings about that that may or may not have merit. I just think that when you work for something, you ought to work for something or at something that you have passion for. And whether it's a family business that becomes very successful and you share in the rewards. Not everybody's the same, though. Yeah, I can say that works for me. And I know a lot of people for whom it has worked. That doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And so there have been a lot of people who criticize the people who work at McDonald's and Burger King and Pizza Hut and wherever else to try to get them to get a living wage. I don't blame them for trying to better their lot at all. That's what America is all about. But if you think that the wages aren't going to go to $15 an hour, and if you thought you were going to hold that job after the pay was increased from $8 an hour to $15 an hour, or even $12 an hour. Most of you are kidding yourself, because you're not going to hold on to those jobs. People who have other jobs that they don't like, maybe make a buck or two less than $15 an hour, come over, and they'll muscle you out of those jobs. But anyway, that's just my sense of what happened last week. I thought it was just what went on last Thursday was sort of a show. And I don't even know who the beneficiaries were. Ken Kessler is here with me. Jennifer is still in Hawaii. I thought she was coming back today, but I'm always the last to know, as long as she's having a good time. She posted that on her Facebook page, Kenny, the picture?
Yeah.
She and her father?
Yeah.
All right. So if you follow Jennifer and her own Facebook page, you can see a picture of her in Hawaii. It was posted a few hours ago, so obviously she's still there. But I'm thinking she'll be back tomorrow. That's my overwhelming sense of the reality. Good place to go, do a little work, have fun for the money. You also ought to find a way, no matter what your age, there are more and more people who stay alert and alive by working. That's the way, in my book, that you stay alive and healthy. I have no intention of ever stopping work. Unless I'm incapacitated and I can't, just keep going. Because that's what keeps me healthy spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Everybody's different. Some people don't like what they've done. My suggestion is you find something that you like and pursue it. And whatever it may be, whatever your call is, help yourself. That would be... So we get involved in all of these protests. And I mean, when I say we get involved, people are talking about them. And so it was good. I thought it was productive. I think any of these things are productive. Did we ever have much on Facebook.com or Twitter at Good Day Show with the fast food workers in mind? Anybody of our listeners go out of their way to comment on that stuff, Kenny?
We have a few comments. Ty says, $15 an hour for a fast food worker, are they crazy? His first career job out of college was $15.50 an hour. Fast food should not be a career, he says.
Well, unless you get into the management track, maybe. Anything else?
Yeah, Cameron says fire them all. And Amy says, you know what will happen if the fast food workers go on strike for a long time? Americans lose 20 pounds.
There we go. Hadn't thought about it that way at all, but there you go. Yes. 888-302-3684. All right, so the fast food strike coupled with Labor Day. Peter McGuire, the president of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners and leader of the Knights of Labor, suggested a holiday celebrating and honoring labor to the Central Labor Union of New York City. And that's how this all got started, by the way. There was a parade. Are there still Labor Day parades anywhere? If there are, I sure as heck don't know where they are.
I don't even remember the last time I heard of one.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Later Labor Day holiday legislative enactments occurred first in Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, then Connecticut, Nebraska, Pennsylvania. So by 1894, there were enough states adopting a holiday so that it became holiday that it is. Back in, 1894 is the first Monday of September. All right. So that's the story of today. Labor Day is a holiday. Good Day Crew is here. Happy to be live and taking your calls and your input. It's email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Kenny at DougStephan.com. Richie, I'm sure, join us later on. The first thing that comes into people's minds as we get into the month of September is the autumnal equinox, i.e., we go into fall, September 22nd this year. How have you done so far this year? How are you doing in terms of your life, your pursuits, your loves, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, materially? Are you better off now than you were at the beginning of the summer, beginning of the year, a year ago at this point in time? Your dreams. I think today is a good day for dreamers, frankly. I'm a dreamer, and I encourage people to dream, not daydream. But think about your dreams. And if you don't have, maybe it goes back to the discussion of what you do for work. But I think it's so much broader than that because, well, I suppose maybe if you have something really good going, I feel like what I do on the Good Day program with so many of you is an emotional high. There are no bounds on emotional expression here whatsoever. I'm certainly able and encourage everybody, including myself, to express yourself emotionally. Certainly you use the best powers that God has given you in your brain to express yourself. if you have a strong belief in God or a spirit, maybe that's something else that you ought to think about as you give thanks. I believe that all of us ought to start the day giving thanks for the blessings that you have in your life. Think about it. The people in your life. Think about, if you want to, the material that's in your life. Think about what you've done in terms of making a living, what you're contributing to society now, and you encourage others to have a strong spirit. I think if you have those things going for you, it goes a long way to making your day a better day. It can be a good day. It can be a great day. Somebody has told me that they think I ought to change the name of this program instead of the Good Day program to the Great Day program. I haven't spent a lot of money on promotion, but maybe... Well, I think we hold that thought. Evan, your job is to make it a great day. Kenny, your job is to make it a great day. My job is to make it a great day. And so... And that's maybe the approach that I will take as far as I can, as well as I can. And I think that's the best you can have. Doing things that are really good or great that help other people, that's a cool thing. All right, so anyway, we've got 16 past the hour, and this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Lots of thoughts about Labor Day, lots of thoughts about a number of different things, including how you're looking. Are you up and at it? Are you going to go to work today? Are you bothered by the look of puffiness and bagginess in your eyes, under your eyes? There's new technology and a new product to go along with the new technology. Product is called GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. It is really powerful. It's a clinical-grade serum that you apply to your eyes, lower eyes, the puffiness, the bags that are there. And in 12 hours, you won't believe the dramatic change and big improvements. If you start using this and over a two-week period are consistent with it, you'll not believe the results. That's what the folks at GenuCell say. 8 extra ingredients are contained in this product to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. They use a patented plant serum cell technology to improve longevity. And the result? Brilliant. You'll look brilliant. You'll feel good. So many of the things that we talk about on the program, you know, we're always interested in cleaning up your teeth, and then there's the Provia for your hair, and now we get something for your eyes. We're doing a pretty good job of making people over here, it seems to me. Why not take advantage of it? Call to try GenuCell risk-free by dialing 800-543-9262. And yeah, they're operating standing by. It doesn't make a difference what day it is. Help yourself to 800-543-9262 and help yourself to a much better looking face. The puffiness and bags under your eyes will be gone. Say goodbye. If you call right away, you'll get the legendary Esthétique face cream, a jar of that, along with your jar of GenuCell. It comes along free. The best skin care, GenuCell. Risk-free trial, 800-543-9262.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
You're flying at 38,000 feet, 500 miles from paradise, when the question hits you, how did I get here? Here, feeling your vacation best, in a cabin full of sickness and germs. Is it just luck or smarts? By shielding yourself from this season's strains of flu with a flu shot at Rite Aid to keep you here now that you've actually gotten here. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. No appointment necessary. Vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment, because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
A lot of difference in the MDA telethon from the good old days. Jerry Lewis, I don't even know if good old days is the right reference, but they've raised about, what, Kenny, $54 million with a two-hour...
4.7, yeah.
Okay, a two-hour telethon. Went for ABC, actually, the network that's home to it now, Ryan Seacrest, the ever-available... ever present, always around. That's some good show. Stoppers. The Backstreet Boys opened up the show. I watched a little bit of it. And I'm finding myself watching very little television lately and doing a lot more reading. But I did watch Unforgettable because I like Poppy Montgomery and I like that show. It's a CBS Sunday night show. And so I was going back and forth just to watch the telethon a little bit and see who was there. Much better, slicker production. It's, yeah, kind of what you'd expect from a big-time show. And you know, one of the things of continuing to give people the opportunity to give, but it isn't like what they used to go 24 hours, didn't they, when Ed and Jerry were doing it? I think
it was all weekend long. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And they're raising almost as much money now in 2 hours as they did then. 21 half the hour on Labor Day on Good Day.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for 2 adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of 4. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order 2 or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, to work right here.
No, that's the sound, of the man working on the chain gang. Sam Cooke, a song that is often related to Labor Day, as is this song from the Pretenders.
Back on the chain gang.
Yeah. More or less the same philosophy, right? Same spirit. Chrissy Hynde. Two good pop songs from different pop eras, but the message is clear. If you are in a job where you feel like you're in a chain gang, my heavens, do what you can to change that reality. One of the things that's most unpleasant about reporting to you the events of the past couple of days is reporting on the death of David Frost. I thought we'd play this clip, actually. Evan, see if you can get the David Muir conversation about David Frost and his. I just think the guy was a superb interviewer. So let's sort of flash back a little bit regarding David Frost.
A famous journalist has died, and he was well known here in America as well because of the nearly 30 hours he spent sitting across from an American president, grilling Richard Nixon.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
By his own assessment, David Frost interviewed 10,000 people, athletes, entertainers, world leaders, and most famously, an American president.
So that is obstruction of justice?
Not just a moment.
Period.
That's your conclusion.
It is.
But now let's look at the facts.
Those interviews with Richard Nixon were what made David Frost famous worldwide. For 29 hours, facing off in front of the cameras after Nixon left office.
The president can decide that it's in the best interest of the nation or something and do something illegal.
President does it, that means that it is not illegal.
With Frost, Nixon came very close to apologizing to the American people.
I let the American people down. And I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life. My political life is over.
45 million watched. The interview so dramatic.
One, you could get $1 million and you could get it in cash.
It was turned into a 2008 Hollywood movie, Frost Nixon.
One, you could get $1 million and you could get it in cash. I know where it could be gotten.
Two, your major guy to keep under control is Hunt.
Clearly, let me just stop you now right there, because you're quoting me out of context, out of order. And I might add, I have participated in all these interviews without a single note in front of me.
Well, it is your life, Mr. President.
David Frost was also a pioneer in satire, poking fun at the news long before SNL or Jon Stewart, hosting programs in England, Australia, even here in the U.S. Filling in right here on Good Morning America.
Good Morning America indeed. I'm David Frost with Jane London.
Yeah, David Hartman is off today.
And though he sat in our studio, it was that other moment in that chair across from Richard Nixon that he'll be most remembered for around the world. Frost never stopped working. In fact, he was scheduled to interview Britain's Prime Minister just this week.
David Frost, passing at the age of 74 of a heart attack, certainly a very young age to be exiting stage left.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Elliot Spitzer and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Erickson. Will House Speaker John Boehner even allow a vote on some immigration reform so a Senate-House conference can agree on a bill that becomes law this year?
I think they will wind up with something. Look, I'm not opposed to immigration reform, although I didn't like the Senate bill and didn't think it was worth voting on. I definitely think Republicans need to do something. It's inexcusable. What I'm hearing is it'll probably be some version of the DREAM Act and not a full immigration bill.
Well, look, I hope they do something more fulsome than that, but as long, in terms of process, as long as they do something that gets to a conference where the issues are on the table and they have to negotiate, progress will be made. I think, look, Bill O'Reilly's right on this one. The Republican Party is dooming itself nationally if it does not fundamentally change its relationship with the Latino community and with the immigrant community.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Elliot Spitzer and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Foreman, then you'll be aware of his philosophy of feeling happy and healthy. Get yourself into a terrific state today, because life is for laughing, living, loving, no whining, singing, LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. All a part of the routine here. It's September 2nd, 2013. Doug Steffens Good Day program with a limited, his schedule is the same, limited skeleton crew. Kenny, you don't feel like a skeleton, though, do you? You don't look like a skeleton.
No, not at all. I just had a Clark bar.
Good for you. Or as they say here in New England, a Clark bar. Then there's Evan Mantell, who's at the studio controls in Washington. Happy to have him along. And your consideration for what this day is all about is certainly important. 888-302-3684. Email, Facebook, Twitter. Engage yourself as you will. Monday, the Labor Day weekend, last day, weather's been horrible in many parts of the country, awful in New England, where I am. I mean, really awful. The rain poured 2-3 days. We haven't had sun for 4 or 5 days. It reminds me of June. Back again in another couple of days before it gets sunny. So those of us who are farmers, in addition to being broadcasters, I may be the only one that may be one of my unique handles. I am the only person in the country who does a syndicated radio program and also is an active working dairy farmer. Anyway, that's part of what we face as farmers with the only a finite number of days that you can get the work done. And most of us are a month behind, if not more. And this kind of stuff pushes us back even further when it comes to that which is grown and that which needs to be harvested. So, anyway, sympathy for those who are working that routine that side of the street. I would pray for sun today so I can get some work done. I don't know if I'll pray for it anyway. All of us, the collective wisdom is that if we pray, thoughts are things, and that'll change. Can we be powerful enough to change the weather? Wow, something to work on. The situation in Syria is is that a good way of describing it, Kenny?
That's excellent word choice, yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing going on, and it's a lot of huffery and puffery. Mr. Obama has become the president that he said he wouldn't become. That's all. The other reason, and Kenny and I were talking about this off the air a few minutes ago, how they all are the same. All of these blowhard, BSing bums. They all start, well, it's going to be hope and change. Everything's going to be different. Nothing's different. It's the same old crud. It's just a different face behind the crud. The military-industrial complex has such a hold, such a stranglehold on the machinery of government in our country that we continue. These guys want us to get involved a third war in 11 years in the Middle East where we have no business being in the first place. And every American I talk to says the same thing, whether it's on the air, whether it's in person. Are there a few people who say, well, maybe it's a good idea? Yeah, there are a few who are diehard supporters of Obama, but Obama can't even get comfortable with him. With it. Look at the facial expressions from his White House, what was he on the back lawn or where the heck he was on Friday. He's not comfortable doing this. But somebody's pushing him to do it. But it isn't anybody in the American public that makes any sense. Nobody wants this done. Especially at this point. I mean, what lesson do you teach? How long has it been since the gas went off? 10 days? 2 weeks? Kenny, I don't even remember when it went off.
Yeah, it's been just shy of 2 weeks.
Yeah, all right. So what's the point? 888-302-3684. Labor Day weekend, most Americans are thinking about winding down their summer holiday, maybe having a cookout one last time. The nation's teens in their new homeroom with their new teacher. How many of you are thinking about the job market this weekend? If you are thinking about labor on Labor Day, let me tell you, as an American, you've got it better than most of your peers, whether you think you do or you don't. Thinking about the protest last week, those people who wanted to get higher wages. Be happy you're not a recent graduate or a teenager in Paris or in Rio de Janeiro. And these are two progressive countries, Brazil and France. The U.S. unemployment rate is about 16% right now. And that's the number where people have been for many years in the organization, the countries that belong to the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. According to international labor organizations, unemployment around the world is steady to rising. Unemployment among the youth is at 16% here, about 19% in France and in Brazil. And the poorer the country, the more there are who are unemployed, especially younger people without experience doing anything. China. Another place that has shed jobs for robots, technology. So the young people, no matter where, let's see here. Unemployment rates in various parts of the world in general. This is not, I was just sort of off on a toot about young people. In the Middle East, unemployment across the region is about 11 to 12% across the region. Some places, some of these countries like Syria, 40%. Saudi Arabia, 34%. And yet they've got so much money from oil, but they don't figure out how to keep their people working. North across Morocco and Egypt, North African countries, pretty close. Unemployment rate there this year is about 10.9%. If you go to the countries in the European Union, average unemployment 8.7%. If you go to, some of the areas that are closer to the Eastern Bloc countries, unemployment 6.9%. The further east you go, Sub-Saharan Africa down in basically South Africa, unemployment rate there is 7%. Latin America, average unemployment rate, 6.7%. Caribbean, the same. Asia, the unemployment rate in Asia is about 5%. So you see the difference. Even though what is our unemployment rate right now? About 7.8%, Kenny? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
I remember. I think it was even just before the 2008 election. Unemployment was about 4.9%. I can remember it being 3.4% at one point in my life. I think when I was in high school, the unemployment rate in this country in the 50s, when I was in elementary school, I don't remember. I can't tell you that I remember. But in the 60s, when we studied it in social studies, it was 3.4%, somewhere around there, or maybe even being less than that. So I think those are relatively important numbers to consider or think about on Labor Day, don't you? The numbers sort of speak for themselves. We are not at all in a great position here. All right, so here's the question. And we post this on Facebook, Kenny, if you'd like.
Okay.
Is it time for us to have a 4-day work week so more people can have jobs? 888-302-3684. You think the discussion about a minimum wage gets hot. Wait till you hear the discussion. Now, this is, by the way, a very quietly held belief that a lot of people in government are trying to foster so they can get more people working, more people to vote for them. If the work week were cut to 4 days, it would end the unemployment problem. Unemployment would be back to 4% overnight. Well, I don't know, overnight, how long is it going to take you to implement a 4-day work week? And would you now see, in the businesses I'm in, they're pretty much around the clock and around the week. It's not something that changes. Everybody negotiates their own deal, and you work with your own deal. But if you're running a company, let's say you're running a Chrysler plant or a Ford plant or a GM plant or some big business that requires a regular clock and you have a regular job and you show up and you do your job. So if there were to be 4 10-hour work weeks, now the people in Europe have managed this. I think in France, isn't that the way it is now? That there is but it isn't 10-hour work day. I think it's where is there a 36-hour work week? I think it's in France. 36 hours, 8 hours, 4 days a week, that's it. You're done. And you get the same pay as if you're working 40 hours over 5 days. How's that settle with those of you who are trying to run a business? I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. That's where the focus is going to be. There's going to be some kind of legislation to make it a 4-day work week. And I'm betting it'll take place in your lifetime and my lifetime. Easily take place. So what do you think? Is that something you'd support? If you're a worker, probably, yeah, man, I work less and get paid the same. Woohoo! If you're a boss or you're running a company, how do you survive if something like that takes place? 888-302-3684. Thoughts on the 4-day work week here on Labor Day 2013 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 before the hour.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. When planning a vacation, hidden fees can add up quickly. Be prepared and don't let these unexpected costs derail your vacation fun. Understanding these fees prior to travel will help you avoid surprises and be ready for additional charges on your credit card bill. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Knowing what type of fees to expect can help travelers avoid hidden costs when vacationing both domestically and internationally. Traveling with just a carry-on can alleviate hefty baggage fees at the airport, and an advance call to your hotel will prepare you for additional room taxes and fees. If travelers do get surprised with unexpected charges while on the road, a travel rewards program like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card allows customers to apply the points as a statement credit to eliminate those unplanned travel related charges, including baggage fees.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
Oh, surprise, Ryan Seacrest has shown up again. God love him. 888-302-3684. All right, so we're talking about Labor Day and what has been suggested by many people, more than you can imagine, that there be a four-day work week, Monday through Thursday, for some, or a day off in the week. Staffers having a weekday off would be good. For many reasons, according to those who are promoting this, it would give people an extra free day. Parents could be taken to doctor's appointments. They could handle their own doctor appointments, their own special needs. They could go to school and learn new skills. They could learn how to transition into retirement. Let them cut their commutes. That is, driving one less day to work is good for the environment. Puts more money into the system so people can go out. The expectation is there'd be more shopping, more retailing. If you put in 40 hours during 4 days, you'll get full pay and benefits, according to some of the plans put forth. You might even keep your benefits by working 30 to 40 hours, although you might take a pay cut. Would you take a pay cut to work less if you kept your benefits the way they are? That's part of this discussion, Kenny. Perhaps as we've posted this the question, you can follow up on it by going to facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter with your thoughts. 40 hours, 4 days. No matter how you structure a four-day work week, your job has to get done, though, either by you or somebody else who may be working on that fifth day. I don't see us becoming, we're a Monday through Friday society, depending on what your work is. If it's retail, it's every day. If it's agriculture, it's every day. There are some places, retail, restaurants, that kind of stuff, you're there every day. So this isn't going to affect that world very much, it doesn't seem to me. It will affect banks, I suppose, people who are running offices, businesses, I'm thinking about advertising, that sort of thing. But in general, how would this affect you? That's probably the best way of your analyzing it, whether it be from a work perspective or what you were expected to happen to the rest of society. More traffic on the roads on that fifth day, is that part of it? There's a company called Hourly.com, a site that matches job seekers with employers, suggesting in a post here, well above half of our users are looking for something other than a traditional work week. Are you looking for less than 40 hours a week, or at least less than 5 days a week? and then how long will you be interested in working? The average work week in the Netherlands is 29 hours. In Norway, 33 hours. How do you like them apples? Think about that as you go through your Labor Day holiday. 51 after on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Day of the Labor Day weekend. It's Monday, 2nd of September. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. People are laboring here as is normal. And as such, for those of you who are new to the program, who are listening because you can't listen during the week because you have to work, maybe today becomes a good way for you to focus on other things in life. Tech Talk. This is the time of the program when we release the tensions that are created by all the technology and you're not knowing what the heck to do or how to use it. Shelley Palmer is an expert in overviewing the scene, situating himself in a place where he can make the most intelligent observations and explain for laymen what the heck is going on. Shelley's going to be here in a minute to talk about the New Jersey court case regarding texting somebody while you know they are driving. You've heard that story, right, where people are now, the suggestion is not only do people who text get fines in some places, but if you take a text, you're going to get fined if you get caught. Wow. It reminds me of the story of what's going on in Santa Monica. Kenny, don't let me forget to talk about Santa Monica and tickets, all right, at some point during the course. But more importantly, right now, our attention turns to Shelley Palmer right after this here on Good Day.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on Road Handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points, and we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at OfficeMax. Save on the new HP 11.6-inch TouchSmart laptop on sale for just $329.99. This remarkable price includes LoJack for laptops anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends September 7th. Restrictions apply.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, everybody knows that texting while driving is a bad idea, illegal, and very, very dangerous. A court in New Jersey recently decided that drivers aren't responsible alone. If you send a text message to another person you know is behind the wheel, you can be held liable in the event of an accident. This stemmed from a court case where a distracted teenage driver severely injured a married couple on a motorcycle while he was texting his girlfriend. The couple had reached a settlement with the driver, but also wanted to charge the girl he was texting with negligence. The New Jersey court didn't bring charges against the girl, but thought the idea was interesting enough to consider it in future cases. The court said that remote users will only have a limited duty. And you have to wonder how, in most cases, someone could prove you knowingly texted a driver. Regardless of the legal implications, if you think your friend or loved one is driving, don't text them. Whatever you have to say can wait. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
At Hotels.com, the savings are so great, you won't want anyone to know. Now until Labor Day, save up to 30% plus an extra 12% off with coupon. Only at Hotels.com. See site for details and minimum booking requirements.
Labor Day, the unofficial farewell to summer, and a lot of you are going to be heading out of town, driving around, even if it's for the day. Brian Osich has more on how you can help ensure your time away is fun and safe, both at the same time.
Over 29 million Americans will be traveling by car this Labor Day weekend. This means jam-packed highways and increased stress levels behind the wheel. AAA's Nancy Kane says keep safety top of mind.
Always wear your seatbelt. Don't be a distracted driver. Distractions are a very common cause of crashes. So be alert at the wheel. Take breaks every 3-4 hours. And if you've got more than one driver, perhaps rotate drivers. Certainly if you're driving, avoid alcohol.
Many drivers spend the day celebrating, which may include alcoholic beverages. GM's James Bell.
If you know you're going to be drinking, plan to have a sober designated driver. But don't get behind a wheel if you've been drinking.
And if you're hosting a party,
make sure you're serving more than just alcoholic beverages. It's also a good idea to stop serving drinks to those who will be driving in just a few hours before they get into their cars. Above all, everyone should drink responsibly.
And for the trip home, try planning alternate routes, which can be less congested, by programming your GPS or using OnStar. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.